You are listening to Build, Excite, Equip, easy change management for project teams. I am your host, Nicola Graham, coming to you as a business change manager, entrepreneur, and author. As well as discussing top tips and tricks for project teams to use to improve your project adoptions. Let's get started. Hi, everybody. So I'm actually doing a bit of a spontaneous podcast today. And I wanted to make this podcast about the life of an entrepreneur. If it's okay with you, I'd like to talk candidly with you. I saw a quote this morning when I come into work. The quote was apparently written by Jim Carrey. And the quote said, "I think everybody should get rich and famous and do everything they ever dreamed of so that they can see that it's not the answer." And my initial thoughts to that was, yeah, that's pretty easy to say, Jim Carrey. I mean, you are already rich and famous. And, you know, it's one of those kind of cliche things to say to somebody when you've made it. Oh, but you don't really have to make it. And if I'm honest, it really sat on me for a while. And I decided I was going to try and take this on board because obviously I'm an entrepreneur myself. And this is what I aim to do, right? I aim to be successful and I aim to, in my own way, get famous. Obviously, I'm not going to be a Jim Carrey. I am way not funny enough for that. But, you know, in my own way of that quote, there are definitely things that I want to achieve. But I thought, today is one of those days that I actually feel that I would really like to share some of my honest feelings with you, because obviously we all have up and downs and things like that, but I'm coming at this from an entrepreneur. These are my feelings starting my own company, running my own company. And how do I feel today? I feel exhausted, absolutely exhausted. I have had such a week of work. I'm running around looking after children. I am juggling my normal life, trying to keep fit, looking after my family. And I've been working so many hours this week. And life is a juggle. It's a juggling act for everybody. And to be honest with you, I'm really stressed this week. I'm feeling really frustrated. I'm worried. You know, every day is different. I sometimes wake up and I'm like, yes, this is a good day. I've had all of these contacts. I've had all of these opportunities coming my way. Well, today is just not one of those days. Today I've woken up going, oh my word, what have I done? How do I feel about this? Everything's taken a lot longer than what I expected it to do. Somebody said they were going to come back to me and they take a week to come back to me. Costs are obviously coming in. You know, they are twice the amount that I ever expected them to be. And I'm having this roller coaster of feeling really high one day and then feeling like I'm failing the next. And I've realized amongst my community of entrepreneurs, we don't talk about this enough. We don't explain to others when we're feeling these lows. We always talk about the goods. Great news, I got this. Wow, this is in my pipeline. Whoa, hey, look what I did. Look how I made this. All of these fantastic things that we like to brag about. But no one sits here and says, you know what? Today I am worried. Today I am wondering where I'm going to pay my bills. Today I am exhausted and I am losing vision of what I thought this was going to be, and I'm now worried about X, Y, and Z. And I thought, you know what? I'm in one of those moods today. I'm so exhausted. I'm going to talk to you about it. And I wanted to share that with you. I saw this post as well on LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn a hell of a lot these days. And I saw this post the other day. This morning even. And it was about this lady just put a post up. One of my friends commented on it. And she said on the post that she, life of an entrepreneur, oh, I'm traveling today and all my friends are in these big corporate jobs and they're talking about the shares they've got and the big pay packets they've got and things like this. And here I am working in the terminal waiting for my flight. And obviously she come at that, I think, probably in quite a similar mindset to my own. So I salute her for being honest. But you know what? There are always two sides to that, right? I worked for a corporate last year and I did 31 flights in 1 year. Obviously one of those was over the next year, but I flew a lot with a corporate organization too. And whilst I'm here exhausted, whilst I'm here a little bit worried, while I'm feeling like I'm failing if I get a knockback, I'm also thinking, you know what? I also have flexibility in what I do. I wake up every day raring to go thinking, yes, this is my dream. This is what I'm trying to do. This is how I want to achieve it. And you know what? I'm currently sat here talking in a pair of trainers and the top I want to wear. And I choose the office that I want to go into. And I have a choice of the hours that I want to work. I get to take my kids to school. My teen boys, they're almost grown ups, and I don't have to do that school run anymore, but I want to do that school run. I get the security of being able to know that I'm there when they're at home. I get to go and take my mum to her hospital appointments because she needs me there. So I kind of had this post and I'm kind of like grumpy and I'm sat there and I'm thinking, oh my word, what am I doing? Go back to corporate life. I saw this post, really inspired me to kind of go, actually, I kind of did the same. And that's not quite, you know, how I see that. There are always those two sides. Okay, I don't have the security that I could have if I went into a corporate job. And a holiday is never a holiday, right? Even when I've switched off and I've gone on holidays, trust me, I am always checking my phone. I'm always there if somebody needs me and I'll always take the odd cheeky call. Weekends are never truly a weekend. There will be a Saturday night where I will be working or I'll certainly be thinking about work all the time. But where is that kind of balance, you know? How do you get this balance? How do you go, right, I want to be an entrepreneur. I've got to accept that. I've got to worry about being an entrepreneur. I want the flexibility, but I've got to accept that I'm going to constantly always be switched on to work. I want the future and the hopes of the successful company that I am going to become. But also I've got to have that stress of, oh, you know, cash flow. And if you're an entrepreneur, you know that that's the main thing or the main stress of most entrepreneurs. So I know I feel like I'm rambling a bit today and I just really wanted to kind of share that today is not a good feeling day to me. Today is a stressful day. Today is a panic day. Today, after having messages from friends yesterday going, oh my God, you're so good at promoting yourself on LinkedIn. You look amazing. Life looks great. Everything looks wonderful. Today's not one of those days, guys. I have the down days as do most of you. I have the up days. And if you think an entrepreneur's life is anything but that, then I'm here to tell you it's not. It's actually even more stressful than having a kind of neutral life. Right now, I sit here in front of you and I can honestly say that for me, this is the life that I want and I need because it is suiting what I choose my life to be at the moment. But when do you know? When do you know that's enough? When do you know when to stop? I don't know. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to give you some top tips of what I've learned on the way, how I feel about things. So here are some top tips of a life of an entrepreneur.
Hey, it's Anna here from Be Change, and I'm quickly interrupting Nick to let you know that you could join the waitlist. Waitlist for what? Well, the Be Methodology 2-day live online course. These days will be packed full of practical information so you can apply them to your projects straight away. So, what are you waiting for? Find the link in the podcast description. Back to you, Nick.
Number one, everything you budget for, double it. So if you expect something to cost X amount of money, double it and that will be the true cost. However, everything that you expect to take X time, times it by 3. If you expect something to take 1 week, it's going to take 3 weeks. If you expect a sale to be coming in, expect that sale to be 3 times the time that you expect it to be. Number 2, don't be scared to ask for favors from people. I'm one of these people I'm too shy to ask. And I was talking to a friend of mine recently, and we both share a nice network together. And he was asking me for some advice, and I was asking him for some advice. And we feel really close to each other that we can talk about that. And we both kind of fessed up that we don't ask our group for their help. You know, they can introduce us to people, potential clients, potential opportunities. They can help spread the news about what we're doing, and we don't ask for it. And we both agreed that we're very proud people, and that's fine. But you know what? That's not going to pay the bills. That is not going to make you a successful entrepreneur. So start to ask those favors from people. And they're not even favors. They're just like, hey, mate, you know that you have a contact at X, Y, and Z. Could you do me a favor? And could you put me in contact? Because I could do with that little step up. I'm a small guy, small fish, sorry, I'm gonna be gender neutral. I'm a small fish in this big pond and I need that little step up. I have friends at work for the big companies, you know. I've got friends still in Deloitte, I've got friends, well, in all of the big fours actually. I've got friends working for HP, I've got friends working for Google. I don't ask them for anything. And I'm sat here kind of like, you know, stressing myself out. You know what? Just go and ask. What's the worst that can happen? They can just say no. And if they do, that's okay. But they might say yes. And if they say yes, then voila, you already have another opportunity that might be that one that you need to get you through one of these bad days that I'm having. And it's not even a bad day, guys. It's just I'm exhausted. Number three, accept rejection. This is one of my biggest challenges. I hate being rejected. You know, let's go through the childhood traumas, yada, yada, yada. I'm sure there's a reason for it somewhere, but I hate rejection. I don't think anyone particularly likes rejection, but I take it really hard. And I'm learning very rapidly that is not the mindset of an entrepreneur. You really have to understand that as an entrepreneur, in an entrepreneur's life, you have to accept that rejection becomes part of that, right? So start to get comfortable with it. Start to thicken up. I will have these moments where I will just go, oh my goodness, they've said no because they don't like me. They don't like my concept. They know, you know what? I find out more times than not that it's a completely different reason. And it's nothing to do with me. And I've worried and panicked and taken all that rejection in. And the truth is, I don't need to feel that. I shouldn't feel that way because they're not in a moment that is suited for you, or they're not right for you. You know, it's a little bit like dating, I guess. They're just not right for you. So move on. There will be somebody out there that's right for you. Number 4, don't let people dogleg you. Now, if you listen to my first relaunch podcast, I talk about why I started Be Change. And what I explained in there is that when I was working for my previous company, we got dogleged. So I got pushed into consulting. And when I started Be Change, I'm like, I am not doing consulting anymore. I do not want that life. I want to do this. I want to do the Be methodology, and I want to promote it to the world. I want to get project teams to do this. Guess what's happened since I have started my company? Hey, Nick, do you fancy 3 months here? Oh, we help them make their communication strategy plans. They got 3 months there. Oh, have you thought about this? And I have had to say no to those opportunities 4 times already. I am in my first month of Be Change Limited, and I've already turned 4 opportunities down because it wasn't matching the ethos of what my company is. I've got this direction. I'm sticking to my direction. And I implore you all to do the same, because I promise you, the moment you take that dog leg, you won't get back on track to what you wanted to be. And you'll be 4 years down the line going, I'm going to start something new. So that's my other top tip. Number 5, know when to get out. I spoke to somebody recently, and they're starting their own company, and I'm really excited for them. I hope it goes really well for them, because I I find it so brave when people start their new companies. I'm talking about entrepreneur life as it is, and I'm explaining to you how I feel today. I'm so happy that they're doing it and they're very brave people. So you know who you are. Good luck. Get on with it. But we spoke about knowing when to get out. And what I explained to them, and I think it's one of my strongest tips actually, is have a cut-off period. You need to understand where your red line is, and you need to be really strict with yourself with that red line. I am going to do this company for X amount of time, and if it doesn't give me 1, 2, 3 objectives, then I will cut it. It's not working. Or I have this amount of money, and I can only run for this long, and therefore I am not going to go over that. So know that red line. I know mine. I know when this stops for me if it doesn't prove successful. But also, don't make it too short. I'm sat here talking to you and, okay, I have so many little things brewing and bubbling and I'm getting really excited with them and I have these highs because I talk to people and they're like, yes, this client, that client, this client, this client. Boom. Awesome. But they're still little seedlings and they need to grow. So if I was to cut my entrepreneurship too soon, they don't have the opportunity to grow. And I feel that that's something I've been challenged with in the past, and I have cut things too soon before I've given them that room, movement to and that space to grow. So just know those boundaries, the start and the end, and be sure to get out if you haven't done what you set out to achieve by that time. That's probably one of my best tips, by the way. Number 6, creating support connections around yourself. Flood your environment. This is how I wrote it down when I was thinking about this on this podcast today. Flood your environment with other entrepreneurs that can be that ear to you when you need it. I feel I've supported many people recently, and actually through the last couple of years, but I've lent on a lot more recently, and I've started to be more vulnerable in front of people, and I've started to ask them questions and explain to them, this is my challenge, can you help me with that? And you know what? It already has helped me grow as an individual and grow as an entrepreneur. So really create those connections and find the right people that you can be vulnerable and honest to, because it will help you. Number 7, get a great accountant. I cannot stress this enough. A great accountant will cost you money, but a great accountant will save you a lot more money. And that's all obviously legit. It's just the advice they give. I have stumbled into a few hiccups along the way where actually I could have had a lot better financial advice than what I was given by the people that were supporting me at the time. I won't make that mistake again. So invest in your accountant. And reach out to me. I have a good one if you want them. Number 8, learn how to switch off. Okay, so I mentioned previously that I'm exhausted, that, you know, the life of an entrepreneur is always about, my head is always in my career, in my job, in my company. Think. A holiday is never a holiday. A weekend is never a weekend. Learn how to switch off. Find your way of switching off, okay? So one of the things that I actually find is a space that really switches me off is I love EDM. Okay, I love to go and I just love to dance to EDM and electrical disco music, for those who may not know the acronym. I promised I'd never do acronyms. So I just love to get into a nightclub, into a rave, and I just like to rave to that music. And something about that music really just changes my brain matter. It makes me really calm and meditative, and I just find myself thinking about nothing other than the beat and moving my body. And that is one of the things that I really find helps me. Another one is cycling. I'm a strong cyclist. Well, usually if I've got a back problem, yada yada yada. But I love to get out on the bike, and I just find that space my meditation. The difference between those two for me is the bike. It helps me clear up my thoughts. So I often do think about work when I'm cycling, but it helps me clear down challenges. Whereas the EDM, boom, it just switches my brain off. It's fabulous. So find that space that you can have that really isn't about work, and you can switch your brain off. Whatever it is for you, you'll know your own or you'll find your own, but just find that for you because it does help. And then my final tip, number 9, it's ground yourself. So I learned this thing the other day. I work at a company called Patch. They're a workspace. We're based out of Twickenham. Fantastic if you ever want that. And this isn't a promotion for them, by the way. Just wanted to stress that I've done a lot of work, co-working spaces, and Patch is by far my favorite. But I did this breath work recently with somebody. They put these workshops on, and this lady was doing this wonderful breath work that I really enjoyed. But something that we spoke about during that time was a thing called grounding. And they've actually scientifically proven now that you can re-energize yourself from the earth. And that is not concrete, and it is not with shoes on. It's basically with mud or grass. So it's something I've been trying, and I even went for a walk. Where did I go? I went down to Eastbourne recently, up on Beachy Head. Fabulous place to go walking if you want to, by the way. Just wow. I went walking, and I decided to take my shoes off. And I felt the best energy I had had in such a long time. The fresh sea air. It was cold and beautifully sunny. It was one of those cold, crisp days. And then I just felt energized. And what they've proven is that actually, when you stand barefoot on the grass, they have actually proven that your shoes are a blocker to the energy transfer between your body and the ground. And if you go barefoot, you essentially absorb energy. And I believe personally that you also repel negative energy, and you basically just earth yourself. And I've always said that about my kids when they were younger. I used to take them and say, "Go, like, come on, we're going to go ground ourselves." And it was walking on the earth. And I find myself walking on the earth a lot recently, guys. I've had a few moments where I'm like, I'm going out on the grass. So if you see a crazy lady stamping around barefoot on a grass, that's likely to be me. And I'm just trying to find some equilibrium in my wusa. So I know it sounds a little bit quirky, but you know what? Give it a go. It might work for you. It may not. Some people say carpets work for them, but I just really think that if you can find that space to ground yourself, that it might help you. So I hope this went down well. I wasn't sure. I just wanted to share my thoughts because I have had one of those days, and I just thought it's time to share. And I hope those top tips help you in any way, shape or form. And I would love the opportunity to help you even more in the future. So reach out to me if you need to. Link in with me. Obviously follow my podcast for more of these. I'm always shaking up between entrepreneur life, author life, and obviously change management life and top tips. So until the next time, guys, have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy your time. And speak to you soon. Bye-bye.